Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from my place in Los Angeles on Tuesday, July 23rd, 2 Oceans 13. Since last I spoke, you listened, I flew back from Atlanta. The in-flight movie was The Late Quartet, A Late Quartet, which was a perfect plane movie. Kind of slow, but great performances by Chris Walken, Phil Hoffman, and Kathy Keener, three actors that I shouldn't be calling Chris, Phil, and Kathy. Monday night, we did a Benson movie interruption of The Great Gatsby at CineFamily with co-interrupters Tom Lennon, Nick Thune, and Zach Galifianakis, and I will play the shoddily recorded on my iPhone audio of the opening of that show in a memento. Yesterday, I did a Dining with Doug and Karen that is available to listen to now. Next Wednesday, July 31st, I'll be doing Doug Loves Movies at the Traverse City Film Festival with none other than Michael Moore, my dad, chatting about movies and playing the Leonard Maltin game. Pete Holmes will not be in attendance. Pittsburgh, I'm coming. Stand-up, August 3rd at 4:20, and the first ever Doug Loves Movies taping out of Pittsburgh on Sunday, August 4th, also at 4:20. Both of those shows will be at the Improv out by the Stacks. And I'll be doing stand-up for the first time ever in Salem, Oregon at the Grand Theater on Thursday, August 8th. DougLovesMovies.com is the place to go for all my dates and deets. But for now, let's go to the CineFamily. And as always, Nazis are a shithead.
Welcome to the Benson Interruption. I'm testing all the microphones. It's Monday. When is it? It's Monday, July 22nd. I don't know why I felt like I needed to bring up the date. A few months ago, last May, I saw a motion picture that changed my life called The Great Gatsby. Where it changed my life because the entire time I was watching it, I was like, never again am I going to sit through a movie I should have just waited to interrupt. Like, why am I watching this in its entirety in a movie theater when I could just wait a few months and then watch it with all my friends at CineFamily? Did I say thank you, Hadrian? Did I say that? I'm extra especially high tonight. Just to prepare for getting through this thing. And and enjoying the process. And I'm a fan of Baz Luhrmann, don't get me wrong. Like, I like his Romeo and Juliet, and I like Moulin Rouge. And I went to this with very high expectations, and very high, and I just didn't, it just didn't work out. And, so tonight I invited some of my favorite comedians slash actors to participate in not tearing down the movie as much as just commenting on it in a fun way for all of us to enjoy. Please give a big, warm welcome to Nick Thune, Zach Galifianakis, and Tom Lennon.
There. Get one for Tom.
Here we go. And for Cine Family, you can, you know, if you want to, if there's any more standby people that, or anybody that deserves it, I think we have room on this last couch here. Because none of my guests brought guests tonight. These are three on the make bachelors, apparently. Trying to get some Gatsby pussy.
My kids are in the car, shouldn't you?
Your kids are in the car? They're not going to like this movie as much as they are going to like just sitting in a car.
That's exactly what I told them.
I like your you say the word exactly, because it's got your name in the middle of it.
I almost feel like you said it with leaving the T out.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's Zach Galifianakis, everybody. Thank you. Always comes dressed ready to play poker, and we're going to just watch a movie. I don't know why you wear the old school poker visor.
He needs a group of old ladies in Koreatown who walk around also. So that's right. This is my old busking hat.
And that was Tom Lennon, you guys. First time movie interrupter.
Long time listener.
Yeah, and Nick Thune, everybody. Let me just go through, starting with Nick. Let's just discuss The Great Gatsby. Like, you and I discussed it on, where were we talking about it when I said you should come interrupt it with me? Oh, you brought...
Yeah, for your podcast.
For my podcast, as your prize, as your giveaway item.
The week it came out.
Yeah, you brought a copy of it.
Signed by Leo.
By you signing it as Leo.
I think that's up for interpretation.
Okay. And so you have not seen this film.
No.
And are you excited about it?
I've seen reviews.
But that was enough.
No, I mean that I've waited for this moment.
I think it got 3% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's not true.
Like 50 or 60%.
Wow.
It's weird for a sold-out show how many empty chairs I could see. Like, did people buy a ticket and then just go, oh, what did I do? I'm going to get a ticket to that. I heard there's a long standby line, so hopefully they're getting folks in. Zach, have you seen it?
No, I have not seen this movie. I did read the book to my children in the car. Starting at 7 this morning. Slow reader.
Can I tell you a true horrible story? The thing that happened to me, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's not that bad, but at the time, it was the worst thing that ever happened to me. Mm-hmm. I was on a flight where a mother and son took turns, like they were like 2 miles away from me, 2 rows away from me.
Flying a plane?
They took turns reading Chronicles of Narnia to each other. Like, she'd read a chapter, then he'd read a chapter, then she'd read a chapter, and no amount of dirty looks would make them stop. It was fucking insane. Have you seen this movie, Tom?
I have not seen this movie.
Every one of you says the word Nazi when saying whether or not you've seen this movie.
And I've
heard that it has, like, the book had some anti-Semitism in it?
Yes.
Nick is like, yes, smiling, like, that's my favorite part of the book.
Can you describe the Human Friday beard swap that's going on? Or is there
I let Nick borrow my beard last Thursday. And he hasn't given it back yet.
Hangover 4. Nick is going to take your shit.
He can have it. Well, thanks, everybody. It's not seen as a compliment.
I just sold beard swap to BBC America.
Beard pop!
Oh, you all wrote the theme song already. By the way, that's 49%.
Beard swap?
Yes, exactly right.
What got 49%?
The feature film that we're about to interrupt.
Rotten Tomatoes got 49%.
That's very high. I don't know if you've seen my work. 49, I made a vow to my son that as soon as I hit a 49, Dad could retire. But even adding up the last 6 movies I was in, I'm at a 30.
What was it, 17 again? 18 again? How old was he again?
No, those were good. That was the number, 17 again. Yeah.
Whatever it was again, that was
soon as the Rotten Tomatoes were
like 17 again.
That must have gotten good reviews. No, in fact, Zach and I were just talking backstage about a show called Film Week that is hosted by Larry Mantle that made us both stop giving money to National Public Radio.
Because they were so mean to something you
did?
Yeah. What was it, Night at the Museum?
No, you would think.
Let's keep guessing.
Which project was it?
It happened to be 17 again. And I tuned in when there was...
They said shit about that. I love that movie.
No, no, no.
You're so good in that movie. And so, yeah. Nerds love you in that movie because you totally represent.
Like, if I was rich and a nerd, I would own lots of Star Wars shit.
It's definitely in my top 17.
Again?
Yeah.
But anyway,
great Cassidy. You asked, the first question you asked was, the book is about a guy who looks at a light that's far away and gets sad.
And that's hard to adapt. Even Robert Redford couldn't pull it off.
So Spaz Lerman gets his hands on it. And here's where we are. We're all going to watch it on purpose.
I got a question.
Please.
Is that speaker shadow going to be there the whole time? Not to bum everybody out. Oh, there we go.
It goes away once the movie's projected.
Ooh. That's just the showbiz lights that make that happen.
Okay.
Yeah. People want to see me during this part. Yeah, people tweet pictures of me just standing here like this. I'm not the same every goddamn show, but they still tweet pictures of me.
Tom?
Doug, yeah.
What else were we going to talk about?
Oh.
I know backstage we were saying, well, first of all, Christopher Nolan told you in Dark Knight, well, let's talk about this on Douglas Movies tomorrow night. Tom's going to be on Douglas Movies tomorrow night. No. That'll be a good place to talk about that. But anything else about Gatsby before we start?
No, but I remember when I read the book and there's a guy who looks at a light and he's kind of sad. I thought, oh my God, I can't wait to jack off to this.
Well, tonight's your opportunity because this crowd would like nothing more. We usually just throw in jokes, but if you want to jerk yourself to your heart's content, Zach's going to take off. He's going to go ahead and go to that poker game.
That door, he doesn't know that door actually.
That door is not open.
He doesn't open from the outside.
He is shut up.
About an hour from now, he's going to get back in and go, Gatsby, what Gatsby?
Seriously, when Carrie Mulligan, when the name Gatsby comes up, she's like, Gatsby, what Gatsby?
The Gatsby you used to fuck that's obsessed with you, that Gatsby, you fucking whore.
I don't even know if I got this story right.
I think that's right.
Yeah, I think it should be called Weird Uncomfortable Gatsby, not Great Gatsby.
Because even when Leonardo DiCaprio is playing the part, he is a weird dude.
Can I ask a question? As a person who has not seen the feature film,
Stop saying Nazi. Do we get a classic,
and this is a sort of a new DiCaprio thing, do we get one of these new crazy accents?
Kind of.
So like,
what part of the world does this take place in?
Long Island.
Long Island, so he kind of tries to do a Long Island accent, I guess.
By the way, you've seen the movie and you have no idea it took place in Long Island.
I mean, I know there was water nearby.
And, you know, just...
I was just hoping it, because in Shutter Island, he does the sort of the Pepperidge Farm remember.
Also The Departed, I think.
Pepperidge Farm, I'm afraid of
it. He's willing to take on the accents. I don't know if I ever buy it, though, because it's always like, that's Leo's face making that noise.
Yeah, but... Well done, I think that's.
I like him. I think he's charismatic enough that he can just play guys that just talk like him. He doesn't need to do an accent.
Remind us for fun, what was the Blood Diamond accent?
That was the South African accent.
If you can, yeah.
Oh, I can't do it, yeah. I can do one word in Australian. Rachel.
Another example of how I'm not looking forward to the movie I am that I let this part drag out for so long. This is so much more fun than watching the movie.
Rachel.
Real quickly, let me ask the audience here, who here has seen this movie and enjoyed it?
Don't just raise your hand. That doesn't work for the podcast.
I did.
Okay. There's two of you. All right. Well, you're going to get to enjoy it again. Right now. After CineFamily shows you some things that might make you uncomfortable.
Most of the program here, if I watched all of it, I think it would just make me permanently sad.
I mean that as a very high compliment.
Most cinemas are not willing to show you stuff that will trouble you for the rest of your life.
They want more mainstream fare.
Like The Great Gatsby.
Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.